Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello, and welcome to your Overcome Your Sweet Tooth. This is the third download from the unique weight loss program from hypnosisdownloads.com and follows on from Banish Fast Food for Life. My name is Mark Tyrrell, and I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. For the duration of this hypnotic relaxation, you need to be sitting or lying down someplace comfortable and relaxing. Now, before you close your eyes and begin to relax deeply, I just want to say a few words about sugar. As you know, you need a certain amount of natural sugars. Some sugars, such as natural sugars like fructose, found in fruits, help you convert energy. And a small amount of sugar in your diet, especially if it's unrefined sugar, like demerara, is okay. However, refined white sugar, especially taken in excess, can have terrible effects on your health. We all know that sugar can make you obese, as it encourages the conversion of stored energy into fat. Sugar increases the uptake of fat into your bloodstream by 3 to 4 times. I'm sure you know it rots your teeth, but did you know that it can suppress your immune system so that it's harder for you to resist infections? Too much sugar causes your adrenaline levels to rise and can make you hyperactive, anxious, and irritable. Not to mention making it hard for you to concentrate. Sugar also feeds cancer cells. Sugar reduces tissue elasticity and function, especially in your skin, which causes it to age prematurely and wrinkle. Sugar can weaken your eyesight and cause diabetes, gallstones, and appendicitis. It can mess up your bowel function, and excess sugar can leave you feeling depressed when you experience the inevitable crash after you've eaten it. These are just some of the bad effects of refined sugar in your system, and there are plenty more. Reducing your sugar intake, on the other hand, can reverse many of the effects and make you more emotionally stable, which improves the overall quality of your life, helps you sleep better, and gets you slimmer. Sugar may be sweet, but it produces a lot of sour results. Now, while it may be easy to cut out, or at least down, on obvious sugar, there are unfortunately many foods which contain hidden sugars. This is why your overall diet needs to improve, to ensure you don't consume too much of the nasty stuff. If you eat unprocessed food, such as fruit and fresh salad and vegetables, at least you know you're not being conned into eating sugar that you didn't know about. Different foods, from hamburgers to breakfast cereals, can contain large amounts of sugar. And of course, fizzy drinks can be absolutely filled to the brim with sugar. You can imagine a little sugar parasite nesting inside you. For this parasite to exist inside your body, it needs to be fed by you so it can continue damaging your body. When you refuse to feed it quite so much, it may make a little fuss at first, like a spoilt child, because it's got used to being fed on demand. After a short while, however, it grows weaker and stops damaging you. You can make a start by freeing yourself from more obvious sugary foods. Now, there are other ways of satisfying a need for optimum blood sugar levels. A practical step you can take is to carry small cartons of natural fruit juice with you throughout your day. Sipping it regularly, say once an hour, just a few mouthfuls, can satisfy your sweet tooth and give you a natural sugar hit that will keep you healthy. Think about the foods that have been tricking their way into you on a regular basis. Do you eat too much chocolate? What other sweet stuff has been a weakness? Just spend a few seconds right now thinking about times when you typically have weakened and let it have its way. It's those times we're going to make a start on now, making it easier for you to stand up to the little demands of that sugar parasite. Okay, now you can just close your eyes right now. Because when you just go with your body, it actually knows what to do very well. In fact, your body knows how to relax much better than the conscious mind knows. It knows how to slow and deepen the breathing so that you begin to breathe deep, calm, and rest throughout your entire body. Your body knows how to get your immune system working at its best as you start to relax deeply to the sound of these words. Your body knows how to produce a slight tingling sensation in your hands as you begin to relax deeper, moment by moment. And your body knows, when you give it a fair chance, how to be healthy and have a good working metabolism. Now, the demands of habit and advertising, and maybe being around other people who overfed the sugar parasite, led you to doing the same. But that doesn't mean that you have to flood your overworked body with all that toxic sugar. A part of you is actually going to relish being freed up from the exhausting effects of sugar. And your subconscious mind knows about relaxation and comfort. It knows about the kind of places that are so restful and calming. The kinds of colours and sounds of such a place. And can present to you an image or sensation of such a calming and peaceful place right now. And right now, you can just get the sense of walking into such a comfortable place. And notice the kinds of colours and light and air, and just the whole way this place brings super rest and comfort to each and every part of you right now. That's it. And sugar grits and slows and deforms the proper workings of your body and therefore your life. I want you to notice watching yourself, like watching a video of yourself from the future, from here on in. Negotiating those old sugar weakness times with a newfound ease and strength. Just watch that now from the outside. And you might also like to notice that the you there looks so much fitter and healthier, bypassing the aging effects of sugar in that way. Easily standing up to the spoilt demands of that little sugar parasite that thought it could ruin your body and steal your health. Now, in your mind, go into that time and just notice the experience right now of starting to be dragged into a sugar load-up time, then just standing up to it, making that impulse weaker each time you stand up to it. So, on a kind of dreamlike level, just notice standing up to a sugar-drenched food and notice how comfortable this can be to stand up to it and bypass it. That's good. And notice another type of time. Being in that time and just standing up to that sugar demand, which gets weaker and weaker very rapidly once it knows you're not prepared to be damaged by it anymore. That's it. And somewhere along the way, you learnt things that were wrong. You learnt to go against your body's real interests. Now, if your burdened body could have some representation, could have a voice, I wonder what your body will say to you about all that damaging sugar it's been forced to try to deal with. I wonder what your body is going to say to you now about all that damaging, restrictive, gritty sugar that have been undermining and sabotaging your body. Listen to your body's message right now. Really listen, and maybe its message can be translated into words in your mind. Okay, and a part of you can just get the sense now of floating out into your future, rapidly and healthily bypassing those conniving sugar traps, working with your body. Notice days, weeks, months, even years standing up to, ignoring, and then not even noticing those sugar demands from that little sugar parasite that had been trying to sabotage you. Okay, that's good. And now you can just get the sense of drifting back to the here and now, feeling so rested and comfortable, with a good, strong part of you knowing what to do. That's it. So in a few moments, just now, begin to drift back to the room, feeling wide awake and relaxed at the same time. That's it, just becoming more connected again to your outside environment. And open your eyes right now. Okay, good. Now remember to relax to this download as often as you need and choose to. The more you listen, the more effective it will be. Remember also, as soon as possible, to go on to the next in the series, Stop Comfort Eating. You'll find it at hypnosisdownloads.com. I'm Mark Tyrrell of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the best of luck to you.